Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Advaita Energy Transition Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Krishna Patel from EY. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to Advaita Energy Transition Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q4 FY26 and FY26 financial results. Today, from the management, we have with us Mr. Shalin Shaikh, the founder and the MD, Mr. Vatsal Gundalia, MD, Advaita Green Energy, Mr. Narayan Singh, CFO, Mr. Priyam Shah, Head IR Corporate Affairs, and other KMPs. Please note, a copy of disclosure is available in the investor section of the website as well as on the stock exchange. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to Mr. Shalin Shaikh for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shalin Shaikh, MD and founder of Advaita Group of Companies. With this, I would like to take up the earnings call speech. Thank you for joining us today on Advaita Energy Transition Limited earnings conference call to discuss our performance for the quarter and financial year ended March 31st, 2026. We sincerely appreciate the continuous support for our investors, stakeholders, and partners. Despite global geopolitical uncertainties, inflationary pressures, and evolving economic conditions, we have delivered yet another strong quarter and a remarkable year. Our performance reinforces our conviction that we are operating in the golden era of power and energy transition sector, driven by India's vision for energy independence and sustainability. Let me now briefly highlight our performance for the quarter four 2026 and financial year 2026. Starting with the quarterly performance, during the year Q4 2026, the revenue from the operations was 228 crores, with an increase of 18% from 193 crores for the Q4 2025. EBITDA during the quarter was at 28.78 crores, an increase of 49% from 19.28 crores in the Q4 2025. EBITDA margin was at 12.161% versus 9.97% in Q4 2025. PAT, profit after tax, during the quarter was 19.96 crores, an increase of 55% from 12.89 crores in Q4 2025. The PAT margin came at 8.36% versus 6.65% in Q4 2025. Financial year 2026 versus 2025, year-on-year performance. During the year 2026, the revenue from the operations was 714.52 crores, with an increase of 80% from rupees 397.66 crores in financial year 2025. EBITDA during the year was 3.78 crores, an increase of 64% from 51.17 crores in financial year 2025. EBITDA margin was at 11.73% versus 12.87% in financial year 2025. PAT during the year was at 58.08 crores, an increase of 75% from 3.24 crores in financial year 2025. The PAT margin came at 77.71% with 8.05% in financial year 2025. We are pleased to share that our order book has reached all-time high of rupees 1,304 crores, making 159% year-on-year growth. 64% of the order book is contributed by power transmission solution business, and 30% came from new and renewable business segment. This diversified and strong order book provides excellent visibility for sustained growth over the coming year. During Q4, we achieved several milestones. We have successfully secured supply of VRF for the company amounting to rupees 70 crores to MSEDCL. from this, we have successfully secured the first direct business in Uttarakhand state by securing the first EPC order amounting 3 crores. We also received the EPC order amounting about 27 crores from the conductoring of the old conductor. We have secured the largest order book in our changing tools and capital tools division, Q4 of 22 crores for the various EPC clients in India. We have received NABL laboratory certification and approval for our manufacturing facility, which is for our existing OPGW strategic manufacturing business. We have received our OPGW products suppliers approval from 3 new state utility boards and private customers. Cumulatively, during the year, we have received approval for more than 10 utility boards. And in this renewable segment, we have successfully commissioned 25 megawatts of Adani's renewable project at Khavda for the solar. Additionally, about 67.5 megawatt project is also executed at Khavda, expected to complete it by the Q1 2026. This achievement demonstrates our ability to scale execution of both conventional and renewable business. We continue to invest aggressively in future growth-aligned business for our vision 2030. As a part of this strategy, we are developing a multi-integrated manufacturing facility near Dholera, which is expected to be operational by Q4 2027, phase 1, alongside expanding our footprint in manufacturing of battery energy storage systems of 2.7 gigawatts and electrolyzer manufacturing phase 1, focusing on strengthening our indigenous manufacturing capabilities. These strategic initiatives will play a pivotal role in positioning Advait as a leading player in India's evolving energy transition landscape. Strategic level, we firmly believe that India's energy transition is no longer it is imperative. The recent geopolitical developments have understood the country's exposure to external energy dependencies, accelerating the need for the long-term sustainable solutions. We see strong momentum building in areas such as hydrogen, ammonia, and all BESS and CNI battery operated solutions. Advait is actively investing and positioning itself in this high potential segment. To further enhance focus and execution, we have set up a dedicated subsidiary like Advait Green Energy Private Limited, focusing on green hydrogen and EPC business of solar. Advait Battery Ecosystems Private Limited to focus on BESS manufacturing and C&I solutions. Akara focusing on carbon solutions delivery. And Aura, that is Advait Unified Resource, to focus on our asset-based business. This is all in aligning our long-term growth strategy. We are pleased to share board of directors have recommended a dividend of rupees 2 per equity share for the year 2026, subject to shareholders' approval. This is a commitment to delivering value to our shareholders while continuing to invest for our long-term growth. Looking ahead, we remain highly optimistic about our growth trajectory. We are confident on delivering sustained revenue growth, which may be 40% plus, supported by our strong order book and robust tender pipeline that provides clear visibility into future performance. Our upcoming manufacturing facilities are expected to further enhance margins and improve scalability. At the same time, our approach continues to emphasize a profitable growth with focus on maintaining right mix of products and ensuring disciplined capital allocation. In conclusion, Year 26 has been defining year for the Advait Energy Transition. Strong foundation established across both PTS power transmission and distribution business and new energy segment, a record order book, a strategic investment going underway. We are well positioned to capitalize on India's rapidly accelerating energy transition. On behalf of the entire management team, I would like to express our sincere gratitude to all shareholders for continued support and confidence in our vision. A big thank you for the same. Now, request our CFO, Narayan Singh, to take you through our financial performance for further details.
Thank you, Salim sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to Advait Energy Transitions Limited Quarter 4 Financial Year 2026 Earnings Conference Call. It is a pleasure to connect with you and present our financial performance for the quarter and 12-month ended financial year 2026. I am pleased to share our financial performance remain robust and healthy, aligned with the company's long-term vision and the positive momentum in the sector. Now, let me give you the key highlight of our Advait standalone financial performance of quarter four and financial year 2026. Let me start with Advait standalone financial year of quarter four FY 2026. In the recent quarter, revenue from operation increased by 62% year-on-year to rupees 154 crore due to the project executions and well-diversified order book. In this recent quarter, EBITDA increased by 64% year-on-year to rupees 23 crore from 14 crore in quarter four FY 2025. EBITDA margin stood at 15% in quarter four financial year 2026. In quarter four 2026, PAT increased by 59% from 15 crore to 10 crore. Quarter four FY 2025, PAT margin stood at the 10% in quarter four FY 2026. Let me start with the ATL standalone financial performance of financial year 2026. In financial year 2026, revenue from operations increased by 52% year-on-year to rupees 448 crore from 295 crore. In FY 2026, EBITDA increased by 51% year-on-year to rupees 71 crore from 47 crore in FY 2025. EBITDA margin stood at 16% in FY 2026. In financial year 2026, PAT increased by 47% year-on-year to rupees 46 crore from 31 crore in FY 2025. PAT margin stood at 10% in financial year 2026. Debt equity ratio stood at 0.46x as on March 26 versus 0.22x as on March 25. Long-term credit rating upgraded to CRISIL A-, stable. This conclude with the update on the company financial highlights. We remain confident of our sustainable growth momentum in the coming quarters, reflecting our strong overall performance and year-on-year growth strategy. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yes. Thank you so much, sir, for this opportunity. Couple of questions, sir. Firstly, what is the typical order execution timeline do we see?
Normally our orders execution timeline is between 6 months to 12 months to 18 months, depending upon the type of business.
Sir, given our very strong healthy order book at 1,300 crore, this 40% revenue growth, isn't this, are we being too conservative, sir? Because we can do much higher, right?
If you refer to the last year investor call, we also mentioned the similar thing. This year, we could achieve about 80% revenue growth, and we are expecting robust growth for the year. Yes, this figure is little conservative.
Okay. What about the order pipeline, sir? How do we look at that, and what sort of order inflow can we expect for FY 2027?
Looking to the order pipeline, we are working on the various opportunities for the order about 2,000 crore for the year. We are looking forward that next year our company should stood at about 1600 to 1650 crores of order book by end of the next year.
Okay, and so if it will be possible to quantify how much will be from the energy segment, how much will be from the power transmission
solution segment? Our ratio is being changed with the shifting by 10% every year. So this year we are having about 25 to 27% from NRE. Next year, looking forward, this will be about, this ratio will be 65-35.
Okay, okay. So how should one look at the overall margins, sir, for this?
Our margins with our manufacturing facility being opened up for this year and having the sustained program for putting more and more manufacturing will keep on improved marginally. So we are looking forward for improving the margins by 1 point for the next year.
For FY27, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so given our major facilities will be, the major facility will be commissioned in Q4, so what sort of margin increase can we see for FY28 and what will be the CAPEX number for FY27?
The CAPEX number for the 27, we have done a sizable CAPEX for a PTS division for the year, that is about 100 crores. That is already arranged by our internal funds for arranging the equity for our. In total, our CAPEX for the next year, for the excluding IPP, for the year 26, we did 22 crores. CAPEX for the IPP, 51 crores. And invest in subsidiaries, about 44 crores. For the next year, we're looking forward the CAPEX of about 137 crores for excluding IPP and various IPP business and investment in our subsidiaries to put up the facilities for the BSS laterizers will be about 198 crores.
So total will be around 198, is that correct, sir?
Total our CAPEX should be about 300 crores to 350 crores for the year.
Okay, okay. All right. That is it from us. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Shashank Cha with SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, Shashank bhai.
Sir, my question is regarding the base. So, I noticed one thing that most of your base orders are built on operate model. But your revenue was 46 or something around Q4 from base. So, what is the thing here, sir?
Can you please repeat a question?
No, I have been tracking this company for long. So, what I noticed is that most of the base orders were of nature build on operate. That is, you will build a base kind of container and then you will sell electricity out of it. But your Q4 base revenue was 46 crores. So, how come it, sir? Am I missing something here?
I would request Priyank bhai to answer the question. Can you please take up the question?
So, Shang bhai, actually, that revenue is the what the project for BO we have won. We have given order on EPC basis to our company called Advait Green Energy Private Limited, and the 43 crore we have reported from the same.
Okay, so going forward, you are that 1 gigawatt base plant, electricity selling will not be there in revenue, right? Then?
Going forward, 1 gigawatt plant. I beg your pardon.
Well, basically, Advait's plan is to have 1 gigawatt build on operate. By FY30, I think. So that electricity generating revenue will not be there. Will not be considered in that, right?
Sir, electricity generation revenue will be reported in special purpose vehicle. It is going to be part of consolidated statement. Once project will get achieve the COD, then that revenue can be reported. So maybe this year, the financial year, you will find that revenue is separately reported. The BO order which we have received under the development scheme, that we are doing EPC through one subsidiary. So that is what we have reported so far.
Okay, got it. And sir, second question is regarding the fuel cell and electrolyzer. तो आप लोगों को कब लग रहा है कि डिमांड अच्छे से आएगा फ्यूचर एंड इलेक्ट्रोलाइजर का, स्पेशली फ्यूल सेल?
I was trying to mention this in our speech, wherein I mentioned that recent Iran-US war has also opened up this segment very strongly, and now the government is taking very wrong action. That how fast we this ecosystem. We believe that this requirement will start from this year itself, but delivery will start from 2027-28.
Great. अच्छा,
आई वॉज आंसरिंग द सेम क्वेश्चन लास्ट टू थ्री इयर्स. वी हैव टू फर्म बिलीवर द टाइम विल कम एंड वी हैव बीन क्रिएटिंग अवर फैसिलिटीज एंड वी आर क्रिएटिंग अवर क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर द सेम.
सर एक और सवाल था मेरा कि जैसे फ्यूल सेल का बोल रहे हो ना कि फैसिलिटी बना रहे, जैसे इलेक्ट्रोलाइजर का 300 मेगावाट का प्लान है, फिर 1 गीगावाट लेके जाएंगे, तो फ्यूल सेल का मेट्रिक क्या है हमारा? हम प्रोडक्ट बना रहे हैं, हम सर्विस प्रोवाइड करेंगे वहां पे?
फ्यूल सेल में आई थिंक यू हैव सीन दैट, यू हैव रेड अवर न्यूज दैट वी डिड द जॉइंट वेंचर एमओयू विथ वन ऑफ द मोस्ट रिनाउंड टेक्निकल कंपनी कॉल्ड ईवीएल एंड टेक्को फॉर पुटिंग अप अ प्लांट इन अहमदाबाद. सो वी हैव डन द टेक्नोलॉजी ट्रांसफर एग्रीमेंट वेर इन विल बी हैविंग द प्रूवन टेक्नोलॉजी विथ अस. इट विल टेक अबाउट 1.5 ईयर टू पुट अप द मैन्युअल प्लांट एट अवर लेवल. And it will take about 2 years or 3 years to put an automatic plant for the fuel cell. And we are fully dedicated to manufacture the fuel cell like electrolyzers at our facility. And this fuel cell will be working on stationary applications for continuous and backup like DC for the data center and various applications. And we will also provide this fuel cell for the short distance shipping solutions, various defense solutions.
ग्रेट सर. सर एक बेस्ट सवाल था मेरा, जैसे हमारा 2.5 गीगावाट का इस फाइनेंशियल ईयर में प्लांट एक्टिव हो जाएगा, ठीक है? तो मुझे जहां तक पता है कि एटलीस्ट 1300 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू अगर हम लोग ठीक ठाक यूटिलाइजेशन पे भी काम करें तो 2 गीगावाट से बन सकता है हमारा. तो आपका गाइडेंस तो बहुत कंजर्वेटिव लगता है सर. उस हिसाब से 1000 करोड़ का रेवेन्यू तो मुझे दिख रहा है कि डिमांड क्या.
सर दिस प्लांट विल बी ऑपरेशनल इन द मंथ ऑफ सितंबर अक्टूबर. So we'll be having only the 2 months to do the business for this plant. So we're looking forward maybe 100 to 200 crores of business for the manufacturing of the BSS. But from the next year onwards, your sentence may be right that if you offload so and so capacity, we can talk about 1000 crores plus for that plant. You are right.
Yeah. And sir, solar EPC ka hamara matlab kaisa abhi chal raha hai, bid pipeline wagera?
Our NRE head, Mr. Vatsal Kondalia, will be addressing the question of the solar EPC.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Shashank. As we speak, we are in advanced discussions for a lot of opportunities and also for quite a few EPC tenders. So, in pipeline, we'll share the updates as soon as possible.
Okay, sir, ek last sawal PTS division se hai. जैसे हम लोग पीटीएफ डिवीजन में भी कैपेक्स कर रहे हैं, सो वंस कैपेक्स विल बी डन, व्हाट विल बी द पीक रेवेन्यू पोटेंशियल फ्रॉम पीटीएफ डिवीजन?
सर दिस आफ्टर द कैपेक्स इज कंप्लीटेड, आवर विजन इज टू कंटिन्यू विथ दिस 40-50% ग्रोथ फॉर नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर. सो वी आर क्रिएटिंग द मैन्युफैक्चरिंग साइट टू एंश्योर दैट वी आर ऑल्सो एबल टू डिलीवर दोज काइंड ऑफ मार्जिन. सो अवर ग्रोथ फॉर नेक्स्ट 5 ईयर विथ 50% ग्रोथ from PTA, this is the plan.
Okay sir, I will come back in the queue in some time. Yeah. I have other questions.
Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Krishna Yoga with an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congrats for the good numbers and thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes. Yeah, you're audible very well.
Yeah. Sir, my question is on the margin front. In the electrolyzers capacity, once it is commercialized, what kind of margins we are seeing in the electrolyzer manufacturing?
I would like to take upon this answer by Vatsal Bhai and Chaitanya, who is heading the letter in the division.
Hello, Krishna ji. Thank you so much for your question. So for the modules what you are asking, we are having a module from a smaller capacity of 250 kilowatt, then 500 kilowatt, then 1 megawatt, then 2.5 megawatt and 5 megawatt, the single stack capacity which are we are going to manufacture in our factory. And we already designed it for the capacity of the project of 100 megawatt. Yeah. And the margins is around 5 to 10%. Yeah, to the start with, and after that the margin, the supply chain, once the supply chain will be adding over, the margins will be around 20% in the subsequent year.
Okay, you mean like FY28, the margin will be around 20% from this business?
Yes.
Okay, because why I'm asking, because before we are entering into NRE division, we used to enjoy the margins around 17%, 18%, 19%. But as the revenue mix is going to increase in the NRE division, our margins actually subdued. So, but this quarter, we got around 13%. So, also our conductor business also going to come. And recently, we got a very good order from ERS business. So, in this FY27, one of the participants, sir, was answering around 1% of improvement in the margin. So in the overall, in a yearly margin, what kind of margin is it? 13% or 14% are we going to expect in FY27?
Madam, thank you very much for the question. Looking at the margin, madam, in this year we have seen very high growth in the prices of the metal. Also the fuel and lot of ingredients. So that has taken the margin of the industry as a whole. But wherein, in this situation also, we anticipate at least 1% improvement in the margin for the next year. That's what we are trying to tell.
Okay, but we have a clause of pass on the pressure of the cost improvement, sir.
Pardon, madam?
No, we have the, I mean, whatever the commodity price has increased, we have the clause of pass on to the customer, right?
There are several business where we have the clause, and there are several business where we cannot expect this clause. If it is a conductor business, yes, we have the clause. If it is a transformer business we are supplying, yes, we have the clause. But if it is a supply of some specific product like OPGW, we do not have the clause. But we are considering all these things and we have been talking about these numbers to you.
Okay, okay. Yeah, got it, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you so much, madam.
Yeah. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Kayan Irani with Front Wave Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So, just wanted to check, mainly there's a new ALMM guidelines which have come into effect on June 1st regarding all solar projects in India, majority of them, having like Indian made cells. So, how do you see that impact in your business?
Hello, Gyan Bhai. Vatsal this side. Thank you for the question. So, yes, you are right. And this is actually a good signaling because this will be a similar clause addition in even the battery business and the hydrogen electrolysis business in time ahead. So there is a positive sign by the government. And if you ask about our own projects currently and moving forward, there is a positive signaling, and all the EPC tenders that we are bidding at this point of time or the customer project that we are doing at this point of time, we are already considering this particular factor and then putting the cost and bidding for the sale. So that has been already been factored. And for private development or C&I segment, this clause is not applicable at the moment. So we can still import on those lines. But in EPC tenders, which are government or PSU issued, this particular clause we keep in mind and then bid.
Okay. And just looking at our order book and also at the order book of the general industry, how much percentage will be private and how much percentage will be government-owned? Because I'm just trying to assess how much percentage of the industry will be impacted because of these headlines.
It will be largely equal, about 60-40 or 50-50%. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And any kind of hikes in, let's say, sell prices that you all are seeing in the market today because of this? Because we believe that the capacity is not yet built out fully to kind of take so much demand on the sales.
For module side, the rate that we are getting are quite competitive with the international rates as well. So I don't think that that will affect it that much.
But the cell being Indian made, if the capacity of the cell in India is not built to that much demand, do you see any kind of cell prices of Indian made cells going up, which will then affect the module pricing also, maybe in the future, 1 year later? What do you see it as?
Currently, in recent times that we have been seeing the prices, they are quite competitive in the open market as well. And this news has been going on since the past 1 year. So there are a lot of developments overall in the module market also. So Indian players are quite prepared for this shift. And there are already good tier one players who have already built up their cell capacities. So no, there will not much be a price impact for the same.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ayush Jain with X Equity Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, you're audible, Ayush.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
मेरा क्वेश्चन इससे रिलेटेड था कि आपने अभी अभी चार सब्सिडियां बनाई है ना, मतलब एडवर्ड बीएसएस, एडवर्ड बैटरी इकोसिस्टम, एडवर्ड कार्बन, एडवर्ड यूनिफाइड रिन्यूएबल। तो ये किस पर्पस से बनाई गई है, मतलब आप लोग कोई किसी से पार्टनरशिप कर रहे हो या फिर आपने अपने मतलब प्रमोटर एंटिटी के साथ अपनी सब्सिडियां बनाई है?
ये सारी सब्सिडियरी ने अद्वैत ग्रुप के अंदर क्रिएट किया है विद क्लियर फोकस ऑफ ग्रोथ, टेकिंग दी पोजीशंस इन द मार्केट, अवेलिंग दी वेरी फोकस्ड बैंक फैसिलिटी एंड एज एंड व्हेन वी नीड टू रेज इक्विटी बिकॉज वी आर लुकिंग फॉर
अभी 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 आपके पास ऑलरेडी चार सब्सिडियरियां हैं, आपने ये चार और क्रिएट किया है, आप सेम टाइप ऑफ बिजनेस दोनों या आठों सब्सिडियरी में करोगे सेम बिजनेसेस?
आई थिंक आई हैव ट्राई टू कवर दिस पॉइंट इन माय ओपनिंग स्पीच एंड आई हैव मेंशन वेरी वेरी क्लियरली दैट व्हिच सब्सिडियरी इज फॉर द व्हिच बिजनेस, बट आई विल टेल यू वंस अगेन, लाइक एजीपीएल इज अ कंपनी व्हिच इज टेकिंग केयर ऑफ मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ द इलेक्ट्रोलाइजर्स एंड ईपीसी सर्विस ऑफ द सोलर, और बैटरी कंपनी अद्वैत बैटरी इकोसिस्टम प्राइवेट लिमिटेड विल बी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग the battery and battery related products to start with assembling of the container solution and CNI solutions manufacturing. It may also expand in future based on the requirements. It may also go up to recycling of the batteries the time ahead. Carbon, we were already doing the business into the carbon segment by giving the carbon solution and trading of the carbon credits. So that business has been taken up into our carbon related company. And we already received a two asset based projects in our Advait group, which we will be taking up into our asset company. And in future, asset based business will be taken in asset company. So these are the four companies that is primarily working.
So when you are already doing business of carbon, suppose you are doing a carbon consultancy business in your Advait main company. Now you have created a 80% subsidiary, not wholly owned subsidiary. It's an 80% subsidiary. 20% belongs to whom?
That you can ask by a separate email and we'll be able to reply the questions to you.
Okay. I got that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Shashank Jha with SB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. This question regarding solar EPC again. So basically, I want to understand the most of the project that we are getting till now is balance of plant. Like the client will be giving us solar module. So when are we moving to this pure play solar EPC?
You will see this in this year itself, as you know, the last year and the half year previous to that were invested in capacity and capability and qualification building. So now we have got the QRs which are necessary to participate in the large tenders that have been offered. So including modules wale jo projects hote hain, we will be able to bid and we'll be able to secure a few orders in this year currently.
सर अभी हमारा कैपेसिटी कितना मेगावाट तक का हैंडल करने का है, मतलब कितना मेगावाट तक का ऑर्डर हम ले सकते हैं?
फिजिकल कैपेसिटी इज क्लोज टू 100 टू 200 मेगावाट.
ओके, गॉट इट. और सर एक चीज बताइए कि हम लोग जो अभी इतना कैपेक्स कर रहे हैं तो उसका फंडिंग वगैरह का क्या प्लान है, मतलब कितना और फंडिंग उठाना है, कौन से माध्यम से उठाएंगे हम लोग, कितना डेट लेंगे, कितना इक्विटी डाइल्यूट करेंगे? I just want to understand, sir. Equity आपको dilute करना पड़ेगा, इस बात की मतलब दूसरे तरह से है, मतलब जानना चाहिए.
Yes, of course. We'll take up the equity route, but more predominantly it will also follow the debt route. So we'll make a mix based on the business composition. But it is very clear that we are going to expand.
Yes, sir. You are again. What I am seeing that you are almost in every sector there is growth. That's why I am very very interested in your company.
Pardon, please.
Mr. You are almost in every sector where there is growth, like electrolyzer, fuel cell.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in the vision is there.
Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to say, that we want to take that growth with strategic and structured way. So our equity, we also want to invest and allocate in that way. Based on the requirement.
एक चीज इतना डाइल्यूट मत कर देना आप इलेक्ट्रोलाइजर वाले बिजनेस को, क्योंकि ग्रोथ इतना है कि एज ए मल्टी होल्डर मुझे फायदा ना हो.
सर इक्विटी डाइल्यूट डेफिनेटली वही होगा जो बिजनेस को ओवरऑल शेयर को बेनिफिट करेगा, बिकॉज मे बी आपकी तरह शेयर होल्डर.
ठीक है. हाँ, और सर एक लास्ट सवाल फ्यूल सेल को लेके है कि फ्यूल सेल को हम कितना बड़ा होते हुए देख रहे हैं अपने मतलब रेवेन्यू में?
पार्डन, वेरी वेरी क्लियरली एंड ओपनली दैट आवर विजन इज टू बी रेडी टू रेडी टू टेक द प्लंज बीइंग द फर्स्ट इन द मार्केट विद द फर्स्ट फ्यू फर्स्ट टू और थ्री. सो दिस इज डेफिनेटली डिपेंड्स एंड ड्रिवन बाय द मार्केट. सो द मार्केट इज ओपनिंग बाय 2027-28 विल बी द रेडी. If it is opening by 2028, we'll be ready. If I personally see this market should go up to 500 megawatt before 2029.
Okay.
I can see personally. And the total it can go into gigawatt. But at the moment I see 500 megawatt in next 2 to 3 years. When it is going to come, it depends on a lot of factors which is beyond our control. But we will be ready.
ग्रेट सर, ग्रेट. और सर ये डेटा सेंटर जो हमारा फ्यूल सेल का प्लान है, मतलब वो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी के लिए होगा ना बेसिकली, और जो सीट मरीन वगैरह सर ये सब मिला के बोल रहे हो क्या
आप? डेटा सेंटर विल बी रिक्वायरिंग ऑफकोर्स अ कंटिन्यूस बैकअप पावर एंड इमरजेंसी बैकअप पावर. देयर आर टू काइंड ऑफ एंड वी ऑल नो दैट डेटा सेंटर विल हैव टू शिफ्ट gradually towards 100% green power.
Yeah.
So that will necessitate the requirement of BESS and fuel cell for backup power.
Yeah.
And maybe if the fuel cell is going to be more economical in time ahead with the cost of the hydrogen, then the fuel cell will be used as a continuous power for the data center. Wherein, when you look at the Coast Guard and the projects like Bharat Setu project, Samudra Setu, for this kind of projects, we foresee the requirement of the fuel cell in mobility.
Okay, great. Sir, one question is a little technical. Like solar, I understood that 1 gigawatt AC power, you need 1.6 gigawatt solar DC module. Okay? क्योंकि एसी डीसी कन्वर्जन बहुत इन्वॉल्व होता है वहां पे, तो सेम चीज मेरे को बेस में भी होता हुआ दिख रहा है कि बैटरी में भी डीसी पावर हम डालेंगे, एसी ग्रिड से पावर आएगा, तो यहाँ पे भी एसी डीसी कन्वर्जन होगा। तो मेरा सवाल क्या है कि 1 GW एसी पावर के लिए थ्रू बैटरी हमें कितना एक्चुअली में बैटरी चाहिए?
सोलर आई थिंक आई डोंट थिंक इट इज यूनिट 60%। सोलर नॉर्मली डीसी एसी विल बी अबाउट 25-30%।
ये सर वारी एनर्जी के मैनेजमेंट ने बोला था 60% हो जाता है इन्वर्टर ट्रांसफॉर्मर सब लगा के।
Maybe he would have considered other factors in normally DC AC in solar. When you produce so and so DC power, AC will take about 30% will be the variance. But that is not the losses. That is normally a conversion, and you have to take care of that investment in the solar. Here we are talking about the losses for the battery. So for the battery in and out, we call as a AC to AC, will be roughly about 5-7% losses for AC to AC.
Okay.
And when we talk about the other
one, आप बोलिए सर।
Pardon?
आप बोलिए सर। बोल देते सर मैं इंटरेस्ट
करती। And I think you were also discussing about the losses into electrolyzer and fuel cell, or you were just asking about the battery and solar?
बैटरी में पूछ रहा था सर, टाइम मिलेगा तो उसको।
सो बैटरी में देयर आर टू काइंड ऑफ लॉसेस एज फार एज वी टॉक अबाउट द एनर्जी स्टोरेज। वन इज द डिग्रेडेशन ओवर द ईयर व्हिच मे बी सब्जेक्ट टू 1-2% पर ईयर, दैट इज द डिग्रेडेशन। एंड सेकंड द लॉसेस व्हिच इज एसी टू एसी, इज टेकिंग एसी पावर एंड गिविंग बैक टू द सिस्टम व्हिच विल बी बिटवीन 5-7.5%।
ओके, मतलब 100 GW के लिए 105 GW बैटरी चाहिए।
100 GW के लिए नॉर्मली people are planning 115 to 120 gigawatt of installation of the battery.
अच्छा, बेस का डिमांड जो हमारा कैपेसिटी 2.5 GW तक कर रहे हैं, फिर उसको 5 GW का भी करने का प्लान है, तो आप लोग उसे 100% यूटिलाइजेशन पे कब तक पहुंचेगा देख रहे हो आज के हिसाब से? आई नो कि इट कैन चेंज, मतलब पॉजिटिव भी निगेटिव भी, तो आज के हिसाब से क्या लग रहा है?
85% यूटिलाइजेशन।
ओके, कौन सी ईयर में सर?
मे बी ईयर एंड हाफ टू स्टार्ट फ्रॉम।
ओके ग्रेट सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू, ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, इफ यू विश टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन। The next question comes from the line of Santosh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. While consolidated net profit grew by over 70% this fiscal year, we are seeing some drag in operating cash flow, right? This is just 5.8 crores. I wanted to understand at what scale of operations do you expect operating cash flow to turn positive and align with our PAT?
Can you repeat your question in two parts? I think you have asked two questions. One is related to margin and one is related to working capital.
Yes.
So can you repeat your question in two parts?
So our cash flow, sir, my question is basically around cash flow. It is, okay. I think this fiscal it is around 5.8 crore, right? So at what point can we expect operating cash flow to turn positive and align with that? So we have a lot of profit, but that is not getting converted into operating cash flow, right? That's what the question is about.
So, so cash flow is largely 5.82, which is you have mentioned correctly. It is against after no factoring the working capital investment into. Okay, time ahead, year on year, the when we are realizing working capital into a business, this cash flow will be further improved. Largely our revenue has been increased during last quarter, if you can see. So large portion of working capital has been also jumped during that particular period. So the time ahead when this cash flow is subsequently realized, it is impacting more positive from cash flow operational activity. Now, your second part of question about the working capital. Can I have this?
Regarding working capital, as we have less cash, are we going to, are we funding this from working capital loans or debt for our daily operations?
Sorry, I am getting lots of noise from your background.
Okay, I'll get back to you. There's some problem with the connection.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gautam, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Audible?
Yes, you are.
I was just going through an article which was mentioning about government planning for a 1,150 ultra high volt transmission system, kilovolt ultra high voltage transmission system under the National Electricity Plan. So I just wanted to know, I mean, our company will be party to this implementation, or we are not right into that segment, and how we will be benefiting about from this.
So you are talking about this ultra high voltage capacity addition AC side or DC side?
It is AC side.
AC side. So our company's focus is not to build the transmission line, but our focus is to manufacturing the products which are specific like OPGW, ERS, providing the stringent tools to manufacture the transmission line, and also to provide the conductors which are high ampacity. So we can say that up to these products are concerned, our company will be the partition to this, but not as a EPC of the transmission line. As our growth plan, we are not envisaging Advait to do the EPC of the transmission line or to manufacture the towers for the transmission line. But we have been providing the allied product for transmissions like specialized high ampacity conductors, OPGW, stringent tools and ERS. These all four products will go into this new segment. Just will be the beneficiary of this plan. Now am I audible?
Yes, sir. Mr. Gautam, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gautam.
Thank you. Thank you. There are no further questions from the participants. I will hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of management and Advait Energy Transitions Limited, we thank you all for joining us for the post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of the questions. Reach out to us or our investor relation partner, EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. Moderator, can we now close the call?
Yes, sir. Thank you. On behalf of Advait Energy Transition Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.